Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Chris Wilson, winner of Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award and Director of Workforce Development for Greater Homewood Community Corporation. It's nice to have you.
Hello, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You know, maybe we could start out by talking a little bit about your life and the trajectory of your life.
Okay.
And how it's made you a better workforce development person and community organizer.
Okay. Well, as a young kid, unfortunately, I ran into some trouble and ended up taking a person's life and was sent to prison and sentenced to natural life in prison as a juvenile. So I spent a lot of time in prison. But, you know, fortunately, I was in a program that had a lot of therapy and education. It was centered around a lot of college and therapy and stuff like that. So I was able to spend my time wisely by earning a college degree and learning all types of vocational trades and taught myself several foreign languages as well while I was inside.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. You're actually working in the neighborhood around YPR.
Yes, yes. I actually work. My office is down the street. So my job as a director for the workforce program is to specifically help disadvantaged residents gain employment.
You know, you must be interfacing every day with people that are facing some of the issues that you faced as a kid.
Right. You know, that allows me to establish some trust and actually a little bit of credibility by working with people because I've been through similar situations. And a good part of my job is just listening to the people and listening what their needs are and just trying to help them. And sometimes it's as simple as teaching a young guy how to tie a tie or where to go get some dress clothes for cheap, you know, so that he can make a good first impression on a job interview. So simple things like that.
Tell us a little bit about what you do on a daily basis, you know, as the director of workforce development.
We case manage people. I'm real careful to manage expectations. Like, you know, I'll have someone who needs a lot of things before they can be employed. So that might be teaching life skills, all types of things, helping them remove barriers, get ID. So I do things like that all day, just helping people just on a basic level.
Yeah, you are an owner of two businesses, is that right? Tell me about those businesses.
Yeah, so one company, I'm a partner at a furniture restoration and upholstery company, which is almost 2 years old. And I'm also, I own a multi-service construction contracting company. And I specifically hire people from disadvantaged communities to provide them opportunities, like, to, you know, to move up.
Well, I think our listeners would definitely love to hear the names of your companies.
Okay. My furniture restoration company is T&W Furniture and Repair, and my contracting company is Barclay Investment Corporation.
Talk a little bit about the additional investment that we could make in your work and how it would be impactful.
I'm also a board member of a newly created nonprofit called the Chill Station, and this nonprofit is specifically designed for the reentry population to create social entrepreneurial business ventures, job opportunities. So something like that, we're in the process of raising money to do that, and it's sort of replicating what I've done already. And we're going to have sewing, manufacturing, apparel for clergy, hopefully school uniforms and things like that, creating jobs.
So we've got over 4,000 young men coming back to our city every year as returning citizens.
Mm-hmm.
What a great example you are. And
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming by today to talk to me. And
Thank you.
People need to know about you, and they are going to know about you in the future.
Thank you.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, visit warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.